Good morning. It's 7:44 a.m. on Sunday, October the 4th, 2015. It's let me get this put into a pocket here. It's nasty. It's not as bad as I thought it was going to be, and most of the drizzle has stopped. I still don't have rain gear, so that's a good thing. Not that I don't have rain gear, but that the drizzle has stopped, otherwise I'd be soaked by now. It's barely 50 degrees. It's chilly, it's foggy, it's overcast. Just a faint mist in the air. Well, after not walking yesterday, I figured I better get my butt moving today. Today is Sunday, tomorrow is Monday. We get back on the horse again tomorrow. I gotta get this story going. I got a few words, nothing terribly helpful. I've been way too engaged in the book launch. It launched into a really good starting position, but I was afraid that it was launching too high, and I was right. And the problem is that because everybody bought the book like instantly, which is gratifying. It also means that the bestseller rank shot right up and has been falling, not quite rock-like, but very rock-like. Well, somewhat rock-like. How about that? Yeah. Ever since. So, first day, it got up to 183, which is really good. That's really good. First night where it had a ranking anyway. And I stand around 650 now. And I'm waiting for the also bots to show up, because that will that will help people find the books. Find the book. Which should shore up some of the collapse in sales rank. Regardless, I need to get the next book going because my editor slot is in November. And that's 26 days away. So there's time if I do my 5K day thing between now and then. I should be able to get a book out. I've got a lot better handle on what I think the book is about. This is difficult because it's a different franchise within the Golden Age. It's a different set of characters. It's toehold space. So there's a lot of world building. There's a lot of politics. There's a lot of things that haven't been in the other books. And there's the issue of, what does Natalia want? And how is that different from what she needs? And I really don't know. But the other part of it is I really didn't know that about Ishmael for most of the books that I wrote. So, okay. All I need to do is write something and find out what it is. Because, as I have said to other people often enough, trust the characters. They know the story better than you do. And I think that's probably true. My calf is not bothering me yet this morning. My right calf is bothering me. Yesterday was the left one. Today's the right one. I think it's because I tried to stay as sedentary as possible yesterday, but the right inevitably compensated for the weak left, and today telling me about it. And I'm trying to walk probably too fast for either of them, because it's wet and cold and nasty out. I want to get back. Get back to my coffee. Good morning.
Did you see a white dog with big black spots?
About
the size of this guy.
Wandering around?
Yeah, loose, no collar.
Haven't seen him.
Come here,
cop. Haven't seen him.
All right. He's not a nice dog.
Okay.
He will take you.
Okay. Yeah, loose dog. Mean loose dog. Okay. Not something we see very often. So yeah, I want to get back inside. I want to get my dog, get my coffee. I want to get some breakfast. But at least I'm not sitting at my keyboard anxiously refreshing the screen to see how far the bestseller rank has fallen. And in theory, I could see AlsoBots today. If not today, the next probable time is like Wednesday or Thursday, I suspect. I don't know. Amazon is weird. So we're still in the top 1,000, which is, if I can stay in the top 1,000 for a month, that would be cool. That would be very excellent. And a lot of people, in spite of the fact that I've taken great pains to make sure that people don't need to go back and read the first books, a lot of people who are talking about the books are saying, oh yeah, you need to go back and read them all. Yeah, that would be good. That would be cool. But... the idea was that this book was supposed to be a new entry point for people getting into the Golden Age. And while there's a certain gratification in having people go back and start from the beginning, I guess what I'm going to have to do is bite the bullet and produce the two omnibus editions, Federated Freight and Diurnia Salvage and Transport. Although I guess I have to call it Dunsany Roads and Diurnia. So books 1, 2, 3, books 4, 5, 6. And I can sell them for $9.99. And people who want to catch up can buy all 6 books for the price of 4. Although I'm loath to do that just yet. I've got some marketing help looking things over. And we will be doing some price promotions, we'll be doing some countdown deals, we'll be doing some other things to boost both Ravenwood and the shares. Tanith and the shares. That sounds like a band. Tanith and the shares. bunk posts. So I probably can't do too much right away. I do need to do is get this next book out. Hey. Yay, Merry Christmas. Somebody left a comment. I think it was this morning. It might have been yesterday. They all begin to blend alike into, you know, time. I don't have any idea. So, my apologies. But, somebody made a comment about, thanks for waiting until you found the right story. And it's really what happened with that book. It was like, I'll find it. It's here somewhere. I know it is. And yeah, I did. I found it. I'm really pleased with the story. I'm still a little anxious about it in spite of the 45-star reviews. But I'm still a little anxious about it because it is where most of my books are operating at like 3 in terms of level of intensity and working up to 4 maybe. Everybody else is operating in 9, jumping up to 10, staying at 10 for a long time, dropping down to 9 just before they have the big conclusion. And it's like, so it's a really low-key story. It's a really, you know, the stakes are really low here. It's a lot of money, but that's about it. So I'm really pleased that people are pleased with the story. It's the story that needed to happen. It's the one that had to come after Owners, because we needed to find out, I needed to find out, how Ishmael dealt with it and what the implications of that all might have been. And Sponge Number One was key to my understanding of it. I keep turning my head and I feel the lanyard here with the microphone on it tugging against my hat. It's never a good sign. The mist is building up again. I'm walking into the wind and the wind is blowing it right in my face. Let me just say, I can't get it out of the way. Oh, okay, moving on. So, EVE Online, my month of training traders is coming to a close. I know because the 1 month training that I bought for some of the characters has run out, and I've got more running out over the next couple of days. But it's pretty astonishing. I've got one character, and I'm going to have to invest another month just because. I created Beverly Aerith as an alt on one of the accounts and bought her a month's worth of training to be a trader. And she's done amazing. I am shocked. I am surprised. She's got a lot of cash. She's got a lot of liquid funds. She's got a lot of orders outstanding. She's working in 3 separate ports. And they're all generating revenue. I can see why people are saying, well, yeah, you can make a billion ISK a month, but you have to have a billion ISK invested. You probably have to have more than that. But, yeah, with that much invested, and if you've got 10 million invested and you're making a million a day, that's a 10% gain. If you've got a billion invested and making 10% a day, that's 100 million a day. That's pretty cool. I don't know if that's possible, but that's pretty cool. So the potential is there. I really feel like the potential is there. I did learn enough from the EVE Mogul video to justify the expense. Good morning. And it was It was an interesting month. I've got to go back and do something that's a little more active in Eve for a while. Just making ISK for the sake of making ISK isn't really all that interesting. I need to go run some missions. I need to go kill some rats. I need to see what I can do about the two corporations that I now run. M. Vagrant Outfitters and Phoenix Freight. Well, I haven't seen the dangerous dog. That's a good sign. I do need to make it back pretty soon or I'm going to have an accident. Oh crap, I've got a rock in my boot. It's I don't know if you can hear the little scritch 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 sound, but I've got a pebble caught in the tread of my boot. Heat that. I'm going to have to take the boot off and pry it out with a nail or something. Well, I'm not cold anymore, but I'm getting steadily wetter. My all-weather windbreaker is doing a good job of keeping the water away from my skin. Fell out, but the beard is collecting it. It being the water, the mist. Good morning. Good morning. I've seen the old collie. I've seen them out walking a couple of times, but it's the first time we've actually walked past each other for quite some time. Can do it. We're almost there. So my grass is loving this water. We had thunder showers the last couple of nights. Heavy rain last night. Everything is soggy. Everything is soaked. But here I am at the back gate. And time for me to say, tomorrow is another day. And with any luck at all, I'll talk to you then.